Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diane Durrist is here. Diane's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top communication experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She helps people put their best foot forward when they're, especially in the area of communicating, of connecting with folks, especially in the area of speaking, getting your face and your voice out in front of people. She's the author of the revised edition of Knockout Presentations, and she's our good friend. Diane Durrist, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Her company is Durrist Communications, Inc. Diane, if you like to watch people putting it out there, in for the public, you know, making presentations, making speeches, making statements, what better time to see all that than an election year like we have now?
Absolutely. There's so much material to talk about when there's an election just there.
Yeah.
You see the best and the worst of presentations.
Well, yeah, especially when you look back at the primary, the Republican primary. I mean, if you really want to see everything you can possibly think of, look at the non-incumbents primary cycle. This year it was the Republicans. You know, a while back it was the Democrats. It's pretty interesting to see whether they're ready for prime time or not, isn't it?
Yes, and I do a lot of my work in the corporate sector, and you can really see that speaking is a leadership skill, and it really can help win an election, and that's why it's so important to be prepared to know your message, but to also know your audience.
Right. Well, you know, and I don't mean for this to sound derogatory, because this is not how I mean it, but I mean everybody knows that Barack Obama was not a seasoned CEO. He was not even a seasoned legislator, not even seasoned as a politician. I mean, he's a young guy, and this job he wanted, he didn't have a lot of experience, but he had a way of delivering a message, didn't he?
Absolutely. I remember when I heard him the first time at the Democratic convention, I was very moved by his speech, and I said, that's going to be our first African-American president.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it would be this soon. I didn't feel he was ready. But when you see someone giving a really good, well-tailored, impassioned speech, it's a leadership skill. It's
right.
A way that people can influence and move, and it really is part of that executive presence. And that's why a lot of times people at the top spend a lot of time and money on this, because they know they've got to get their message out, and it impacts their leadership.
Well, one of the things, though, let's talk about the words that come out of the mouth and the delivery. What's important, or are people? Do people drill down a little bit more and say, okay, take away the collateral technology. You know, let's get him up on this. Let's put him or her up on the stump. Let's catch them, you know, in a sort of off guard a few times, and see how they really come across. Do we do that to our leaders? Do we require that of them?
Well, it definitely happens. And what I do, the way I work, is I help people align the verbal, vocal, and visual, which is what you were alluding to, because that's when everything is in alignment, that's when you have true leadership. That's when you have true influence. So if we look at some of the more recent things that happened, when we talk about audiences, the most recent Mitt Romney situation where he was booed.
Where was that? With the NAACP?
That was the uh-huh. NAACP.
Right.
Now, when you think about audiences, here's the thing to think about. There's prevention and there's intervention. So the prevention is where you really want to be. You want to know that audience so well that you can anticipate how they're going to respond to you and work with that.
Before you go to speak to an audience, you really need to do a little homework, don't you?
Absolutely. Because if you can have that information up front, if you know what their attitudes are going to be, what past history there is, how they're going to react to you, that helps you to really position yourself and develop that rapport.
Let me give you a quick example. Earlier in the year, I spoke to 100 ladies who own knit shops. And I had to, and I gave the speech that I had prepared, but I had to talk to myself and say, okay, there are going to be 100 people in the audience who are going to be listening to you, but they're going to be watching their needles. These women were knitting the whole time I was speaking. I only had to prepare for them. I had to prepare me for them.
Exactly. And, you know, the big thing now, of course, is everybody's on their BlackBerries and their cell phones.
Right.
And here's what I've learned to do as a speaker. You know, if what you resist persists. So I embrace it. And the first thing I do is I ask people to use this hashtag, either at SpeakingPro, which is my Twitter name, or #DiResta. And tweet something that you hear that's the value. So I incorporate that. So it's those kinds of things. That's what I mean by prevention, by preparing in advance.
Right.
And that can help reduce the amount of resistance so that it doesn't get too booing.
Thank goodness.
But when it,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to say, but when it does get to a point where it's difficult, that's when you use the techniques of intervention. So prevention is ideal. You want to prevent it from happening. But then the next step is, what do you do when you're in that situation? What are your intervention techniques? Go ahead.
Did Romney handle the booing well when he gave his speech?
I thought he did, because what he did is he got quiet, he smiled, he just allowed it to happen, he let it wash over him. He didn't try to talk over them, he didn't get angry, he didn't get hostile.
He knew the thing that he said, though, was going to get boos.
Yes, he did.
Because he knew it was something that audience wouldn't like. But do we give him points? Does he get courage points for saying it because that's what he believes, even though he knew the audience wouldn't like it? What do you think?
Yes, and a lot of times it's about the tone in which you say it and the explanation. Can I share a time when I got booed?
Yeah, quickly.
I was giving a seminar, and I was talking about behavioral styles. I was in the South, and I used Bill Clinton as an example of one of these sales styles, and all of a sudden, boo! And so I just said, all right, look.
Well, they didn't boo you. They booed Bubba. They didn't boo you.
Right. But, you know, I was messenger. So as long as you're lighthearted and you joke and you move on, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But the question is it you or is it the audience?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Diane. We're going to come back and talk some more about putting your best foot forward, even when you're booed, with Diane DiResta. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.